It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. With love, laughter, and lessons learned. I got plenty of all that on the show where you can find help and hope. And as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you?
Good. You had a good week. You had a lot of stuff you did.
Oh, I had that Vox event that was just awesome. I got to speak at the Fearless Caregiver Conference in Tampa. That was just wonderful.
Was good.
You know, when I see caregivers come out and get some education and get some inspiration and find out about resources, and I'll tell you about 3 or 4 different people came up to me and said, I want to start a support group about this or that. I said, you know, it's not rocket science. Call me, I'll help you in any way I can, because the more support we can have, the better it is. I know I repeated this last week, but I'm going to say it again. One of my listeners lives in
North Carolina.
In the boondocks somewhere, though. Mm-hmm. And she said, there are no support groups here.
Wow.
So she was talking to a woman in the doctor's office, another caregiver, mm-hmm. and they decided to start their own group. So every Saturday they listen to the show, and then they listen to the Tuesday tip, and then they read the weekly blog, mm-hmm. and then on Mondays they get together, and now there's 6 of them. Mm-hmm. And they talk about whatever we talked about on the show, yeah. and whatever, share some articles and just stories. You know how it is. You do a support group. Mm-hmm. So as I'm saying you to Marianne Fisher, who's here from Martin Courts, welcome today. We're glad you're here today.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
And we're also glad that Lenita Pugh is here from Senior Care Group.
Hi, Linda.
Glad you're here. And on the boards, we have the awesome Vaughn.
Hey, ladies. How you doing today?
We're doing good. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a busy week, and out there helping a lot of people with the Vox technology, and Jen Stillen from Canada. So
I think if people worry about, how can we start a support group? We need a facilitator. But, you know, everybody has something different that happens while they're caregiving. And if you can just share that with a friend, that's
exactly.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn.
And mm-hmm. everybody brings something to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, this worked for me. There's plenty of books out there, but it's nothing like living it.
Right. No, you can always call Linda and she'll give you some tips.
Yeah, I'll give you some tips. No problem. So, and I got to tell you too. So this week my favorite show came back on The Good Doctor.
Don't talk about it. I haven't seen it.
And I'm telling this part. And I love that show, The Good Doctor. But we're starting to see more stories of Alzheimer's and dementia on television we never saw before.
You are. I've noticed
that. 10 years ago we didn't see anything. And the story was actually the husband's in the hospital and he has cancer, pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, and all he's worried to his wife, and you can tell he has dementia. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I gotta be okay, I have to take care of you. You know, they were together for 60 years or whatever. And so the doctors say, you know, if he does chemo and all this radical stuff, maybe he'll live for 3 years. But he has dementia, how is he gonna live those 3 years? He's already frightened as heck. And they had the whole conversation. And at the end of the show, she said to him, nothing wrong with you, baby. We're going home. Mm-hmm. So the decisions caregivers have to make are tremendous, too. And I think we need to start addressing this more, not just on the radio show, on television, and wherever it is, because
we're all living longer. And
you don't know what you don't know.
No.
You don't know. But fall is supposed to be in the air here in Florida, and we got like 2 hours of fall the other day.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was
such
lovely.
A terrible tease. Now it's going to be back up to 92 today, so I don't know. So we'll talk about fall the other day, because I just don't really have that fall spirit today.
Not yet. When it's football's on, and you go, I forget it's on, because at home, I'm from Canada. Football, yeah. It was cold.
Yeah, yeah. So, I want to talk, Marianne, a little bit about today, about engagement, about keeping our loved ones engaged, about finding ways, and you do that. You've been doing that for a long time.
I have. That was my first job. My first job with HCR Manor Care was helping in activities, actually volunteering at first when I was in high school, and then I started working for them, and I started doing programming. I did it for 10 years.
So what made you want to volunteer there?
wanted to help seniors. I wanted to be a candy striper, but they'd kind of stopped that then.
And that was a cute uniform they had in my day.
I wanted to do that, but then they right when I started, that was over. But I loved it. I mean, how can you not love the seniors? They built the country. They're so interesting, and they tell you how beautiful you are every time you're with them.
Yeah, that's always nice.
They're always so complimenting really to you. Nice it's fun. It's nice to be around them.
So that's one of the things I love about Art and Quartz is that they keep their people engaged. You know, many times we know that our loved one is not safe at home anymore, mm-hmm. but we don't want to give it up. You know, we don't want to give it up. We're the best caregiver, even if we're falling apart. Mm-hmm. But I find so many times when the decision is made, maybe for the safety purposes at that point, for your loved one to go into a community, is they then thrive.
Right, they do. They often do, but there's things you can do at home too.
Right. So let's talk about both.
Okay. Well, that's something that's really important. It is important to Art and Quartz. Thank you for mentioning that. We have a lot of programming, but with my background with programming, I have to admit that I'm a little fussy with it. And so
that's okay.
So you know, it's something that I really, really raised the bar for. But my activity director's name is Ruth. And she's amazing. I mean, she's amazing. She's got energy that never stops and never stops keeping people busy. But the thing that's important is engaging them, of course, and making it meaningful to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just something to do. It's not just something to fill time with. It's helping them feel useful. That's what's most important.
My sister just became an activities director in a memory care community in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Like 2 months
ago.
So
neat.
She'll be listening in today. I need more extra tips.
Right. Well, you want to make them feel useful. You want to give them.
Yeah.
We feel like, or I notice what Ruth does a lot is giving them tasks.
Yeah.
You know, we're not here at the, you know, Hotel Hyatt or whatever, and everything's just decorated for you. The residents help take part in every part of the building, and they help decorate for fall right now. They're making wreaths, they're doing things, getting ready for Halloween. But they do things.
Well, and plus they're decorating their home.
Exactly, it's their home. It's not just some place that I, you know, some hotel. It's
right.
Like, this is my home. How do I want it to look? What do I want to do? And they take pride in it. They take a lot of pride in that. But just being you know, useful little things you can do at home with your loved one, too. You know, you can, a lot of families will say, you know, what'll I do? They'll come to my support group and say, what should I do to keep them busy? And there's some, you know, simple ideas that you can do, something as simple. And I know you've heard this, folding towels. Or I like if they divide up, like, poker chips, something like that. You know, just different little tasks to
keep
them busy.
Well, I have one woman who her mom was a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
So we give her a big jar of buttons.
Yep. Sort them.
And she sorts them, mm-hmm. and every now and then she picks up that one button, and she's like, just like on the dress I made you in second grade, you know, and they have a conversation.
Right.
But, everybody wants to feel useful, because that's another thing I see so much mm-hmm. in people's homes and in communities, is we've taken everything away from them.
Then we do everything for
and
them.
And then we complain them why they're not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. They need to, I mean.
And how do you feel when you're useless?
I can't stand it.
You want to be able to do something. You want to be part of that group. You want to be part of that community. Everybody wants to fit in.
Right.
I did that to my husband. Mm-hmm. It took him so long to do something. And then I realized what I did to him. And he said, I have a job now. I'm picking up the mail and I'm taking the garbage. And I really hated doing it anyway. But I realized what I had done. It was like, oh, I'll come here. I'll do that for you.
Right.
Just because it took too long.
Right.
And I'm a little bit of anal.
Well, we don't realize it until we realize.
Yeah.
Right.
That we're not really not serving.
I just saw his face.
We're just trying to do everything good.
Right.
Make sure everything's
nice.
You know, it's mm-hmm. like somebody said to me in the support group this morning. So the mom's not really remembering their names anymore. She's not doing much, you know, but she has to go to Publix.
Mm-hmm.
She just wanted, and you know how long it takes when you take her to Publix? I said, but can you imagine being on the other side of that fence? And here I've lived my whole life, and I'm 80 years old, and I'm saying, could you please take me to Publix?
Right.
Just to get out to Publix for a little bit.
And you could probably do the storing, most of it, ahead of time, and then just help her push the cart, talk to people, see children along the way, probably.
See children mm-hmm. along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, when my kids were little, you know, we would always see people in the supermarket, and they would go over and go, hi. They would just say hi when mm-hmm. they were little. And you see the person go, hi, and then all of a sudden they lift their head up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes my grandchildren will say, can I get that for you, you know, if it was high or low, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a whole different walk with their walker or their cart after that.
Right.
And sometimes when we were checking out, we were on the longest line, but they came on our line. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you want to be with people.
Yeah, you want to be around people.
And some people, maybe that's the only interaction they had that day with
many
with
people,
other
I
people.
Think, more than we realized, probably.
I know my mom, she didn't have any problems, but she was older. She was 93, and she mm-hmm. drove and everything. Mm-hmm. But she's once or twice a week, she'd go to the store just to interact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to get out.
Because she lived alone.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she mm-hmm. played bridge and she did everything else. But still, she was just still, chatting.
It's a long week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it can be a very long week.
Right. And I'm sure you know this by the people you work with, but the thing that they seem to enjoy most is the children, the animals, and music, of course. Music,
we've been
of
talking
course.
A lot about music therapy, and we've been talking a lot lately about reminiscence therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from those pictures, from those stories, from that just spending the time, I think that's so important.
That's what your father used to do all the time.
You know, my father and Heidi, when my dad was really ill, he was confined to a bed. On the 15th floor in New York City, just gets to look out the window. Mm-hmm. You know, a man that was busy in Greenwich Village, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would just go out at night to go for a walk, just to entertain myself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come back and my dad and his wife would be there, and she'd have a little champagne, and he'd only have this much Jack Daniels, like not how he was in the day, but he was confined to that bed, and they would reminisce. Mm-hmm. Remember the time we went to Spain? Remember that, and never, and always grateful for the life they had had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes in our caregiving experience, we forget about that stuff. We get so, I want you to be in the present,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want you to forget the good stuff.
Right.
And just dwell on some of the bad stuff that's going on.
Exactly.
So what are some of the most popular activities?
Well, when I mentioned the children, simple things that you can do, of course, if you have your loved one at home, would just be, like you said, to go to the mall or go to the Publix and run in the children. But we're very fortunate. Like, we have mothers of preschoolers that comes in for Halloween, and we have
church groups. Oh, and they bring
groups.
Their little children
oh,
in?
Yes, and church groups and temple groups. And you
and
know,
the whole place lightens
and
up.
And the whole place. Everybody lightens up.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
I know. Remember when my mother used to live in Freedom Square. When Skyla was little then, my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And she had this, like, princess huge dress that she was wearing for Halloween or something, but you know, they want to wear it 3 days before. So we just had to give it a little mm-hmm. trial run to make sure it was okay, so I took over to see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She walked in that dining room, and the dining room stopped.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Look at her, all that, you mm-hmm. know. And kids don't mind to, kids love it too.
Oh, they love it. No, they love the attention.
They're, like,
they
they're not afraid mm-hmm. of seniors. You know, it's when we get a little older, we're the ones that don't treat them always properly.
Right.
I'd
right.
rather have the dogs come.
It's nice when, well, what about when we went to Arcor de Largo. You were there.
I was there, yeah.
Oh, we went to dogs. Yeah. I love dogs.
They had a doggy dress-up contest kind of thing.
You so, won, didn't you, something?
We won honorable mention, and then Ruth's dog won third place, actually.
Yeah. Lynn and I were judges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but it was,
what
it
a
was
great
fun.
Day for the residents, for everybody.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. Well, that's it. Actually, Ruth brings her dog, little dog, to work every day. So it, of course, makes the residents feel happy, but it makes the staff feel happy. You see the visitors come in, and they just sit in the lobby and pet and, you know, chase
you
her around, that kind of thing.
Do you have a problem, though, with that, with allergies?
We don't really.
My sister.
I bring my dog, but he's non-allergenic, and I guess maybe because the building's so big, you know, it's not like your house. It's clean. You're not jumping on beds or anything like that. You know, you're just walking around.
That's true.
Because I love, they have a commercial on TV about a little girl who's in for cancer therapy or something.
Oh, I've seen
that. Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the doctor says, oh, today we're doing some different therapy, and they bring the big dog in.
Oh.
It's so cute.
Right, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's some horse that lives in Pinellas County that goes around and
delivers.
He's like the magnificent something, the horse.
You can't bring
is?
Him in, can you?
You could bring him inside. We had it outside at a picnic we had, and they had little shoes on the horse.
Pete O'Shea had him in the station one time.
It was amazing.
When we were at the other station.
I'd just be afraid what he might do.
Well, yeah. So.
Outside is a good idea.
Yeah, you could see their... They must know what they're doing, you know? They're trained, you know, because they're so gentle and so slow.
What are they, tiny ones?
Yeah, little tiny
ones. Yeah, little.
Yeah, little tiny ones. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, but it's a perfect, you know, for the people in the wheelchairs, it's a perfect level,
yeah.
You know? You know, and we do have a lot of pets that come in. We have hospice come in with dogs. We have, you know, Project Pup that brings in greyhounds, which
greyhounds?
Yeah. I had a lady that raised greyhounds, and she loves seeing the greyhounds.
With the people?
Oh, yeah. They're very good.
Are they?
But they're same. They're big, so if you can't bend over well, they're right there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're little enough to go on my lap or I can reach you, that's nice.
And a dog mm-hmm. is a dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just want to be, even like when we were at the Fearless Caregiver Conference the other day, you know, they have those mechanical,
Oh, yeah.
Cats, dogs, and babies.
Right,
it, it's such a... And they had me holding that baby for a while. It was really like a baby. Oh, it really felt beautiful. Like, you know, it was really wonderful.
And I go, no. I'm afraid to pick up a child.
She doesn't want to be any kids till like three.
I'm afraid I'll break them.
You're funny. You're so funny.
You know what else, Linda? I think...
Yeah.
I think sometimes people misjudge their families. You know, they're a loved one that they're caring for. They worry that they can't do this or can't do that. And they need to let that go. You know, like if, you know, mom was a famous artist or something, that's she still can do something. She just has to do it at a different level.
Well, what do you hear this? So at the support group this morning, the two people came, they were a little tardy, and because they had to take their son to piano lessons. I go, oh, that's great. Does he really like it? He said, yeah, and my mom started playing again.
Wow.
He said, I come home the other day, and my mom is playing, what was I telling you? Glory, glory, hallelujah. You know that song?
Yeah,
Amazing Grace.
Yeah, it was Amazing Grace.
He said, I walked in, and there was my mother playing Amazing Grace, and she didn't miss a beat.
She didn't miss a beat.
And I don't think he thought that she could play it anymore. And I said to him, well, you know, she's been playing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, she's 84, and she's been playing since she's 7.
But it's funny how one part of the brain, because yet she doesn't recognize him.
No, but that history too. But yeah, she just stopped recognizing him. But that history is there. But the music is so strong.
Right, exactly.
My stepmother Heidi, her sister Ginger, lives in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She played Carnegie Hall when she was 12. So there is something special about her. And she's now, I think, 87, a little older. And she still has like 14 students. She says that's her gambling money.
She lives in Vegas.
Yeah, she lives in Vegas.
That really is her gambling money then.
All right, so the next question. What about if anything you'd want them to do or you try to get them to do, they say no?
You don't ask him anymore. You never go to somebody and say, do you want to come to exercise class? I mean, would either of you go to me if I told you this afternoon come with me to exercise class?
Right.
Nope.
No.
I already did it.
Yeah, I already did it. I did mine this morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you really don't ask, you just do. You just say, I need your help. You know, I need your help. And that's the kind of thing that Ruth's so good with. You know, I need your help with this. Can you hold this for a moment? And then they just slowly, before they know it, you know, they're decorating a tree. You know, we have a lot of decorations. We have actually a Christmas tree.
We always have decorations.
You know, all the seasons, we decorate it for every season. But before they know it, they're working. You know, because we do want to work. That's really who we are. Or if they're life skill activities, of course, you know, wiping the tables or sweeping. I have a lady on our boathouse that I swear she would sweep for an hour, but that's okay. You have to, if she wants to take an hour sweeping up after lunch,
done.
That's fine. It's got to get done, right?
Yeah.
But it makes her feel good. You know, it makes her feel good. Well, years ago, we had a lady that had 10 children, and she thought it was fun to fold laundry. But that's what she thought.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay, because that's what she remembered doing.
And maybe she liked that. Some people like different things.
She did. She thought that was the best thing in the world. You know, nothing, that's what she would love to do. You know, she enjoyed it.
So you have to go back and find out what they did when they were younger.
What kind of things they've done
that
they're interested in, right? But things they want to be useful. You know, we all want to be useful, just like you just said.
Yeah, we all want to be part of something.
Right,
We all want to be part of that, and that's what's nice about it. How you have the communities there and everything. Well, you know, one of my girlfriends was telling me the other day. So, her mom's down staying with her now from Alaska for a few months because the sister's like, I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom has some cognitive impairment, and she's pretty good though, but she's not remembering to bathe.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't think it's because my mom doesn't want to. She's just not remembering.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did is she went out and bought all these beautiful fluffy towels.
Mm-hmm.
And she folds one big one up and like a little one on top. And then she puts a little flower on top or a little Kersey's kiss or whatever. And she just goes, Mama, it's time. And then mom just takes it and goes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that nice new towel, that little chocolate kiss on top. I thought that was very clever.
That is. That was smart.
It's very clever. Meanwhile, her other sister is going, she has to take a bath, We could do that all day long.
Right.
But that's hard when they don't.
Right.
It is hard.
My husband
was the cleanest
take a bath.
Man in the world.
And then all of a sudden, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I had someone come in to bathe him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no problem. I'll get naked in front of her, but not you. Yeah, and he loved it. Isn't that crazy, though?
I always think they behave well because we're company, you know?
Maybe
families will say that too. How can you get them to do this or that?
And yeah.
But if you go to someone's house, when your kids go to someone's house, what do they do? You know, come home, wash the dishes, help with everything, and you're like, my child did that?
Your kid's the best. I'm like, really? Oh, that's good.
Right.
She knows how to be in public.
Right. But they're not gonna say no to us for that reason, I think. Or we mix it up. I mean, if my job was to shower you always every week, you know, you knew me, and today you didn't like somebody with curly hair, then step away. Half hour, get somebody else to come up. It's
right.
A different face to try it.
Right.
So,
and sometimes it's
approach.
Just not always on your minute.
No, it can't be. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. we want to live in the moment and everything, but not always on your minute. We just got to have that patience to give them a little bit more time.
Right.
Because when we get all rushed up, we rush ourselves up and we rush them. So now everybody's got a little anxiety. We don't need that.
Right.
We don't need that. But right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners. Because you know the story, if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
stop.
What a wonderful world.
Oh.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, you know, like what I always say, when somebody comes over and they ask if they can help you, you say, thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. In fact, I didn't mention one of our newest listeners. I didn't mention our newest listeners this week, or some of them, but one of them sent me an email and said, I'd let somebody help me. I just want to let you know. She didn't even tell me what it was. Mm-hmm. She just said, I'd let somebody help me. And in the support, one of my other support groups a couple of weeks ago, a woman said, my neighbor came over, he wanted to edge her lawn or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she just looked at me and I kept looking and I go, and? And she said, I said yes, and like the whole group started clapping. And then she said, don't worry, I'll sweep it up. And he said, no. And I said, you said yes? She's, I said yes. And so that was really good. But we want to shout out to Sarah in Louisiana and Kate in Greenville, South Carolina, and Randy in New York. There's
welcome.
Always room around the caregiver table for more listeners. And, you know, we're getting one of the reasons we're getting a lot of more new listeners is because of my card that says on it, the person I'm with has Alzheimer's or dementia. It makes it difficult for them to find the right words and understand what has been said. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your patience. And I posted this on Facebook, and I got like 22 different people from all over mm-hmm. that just said, could I have some of those cards?
Wow.
So a simple little thing like that can help a situation in more ways than one. So always know if you ever need any of them, go to lindabearhands.com and you can have some.
Yeah.
Voila! So, Lenita.
Hi, Linda.
How are you today?
I am great.
So tell all this is a little bit about Senior Care Group. But today I think we want to talk about rehab. How's that sound?
Yes, that would be great. The last time I saw you was at our Easter egg hunt at
yeah.
the Home Association. And we talked a little bit about the skilled nursing part, but today I want to talk a little bit about our rehab division, and that's transitions rehabilitation. Now, when you think about rehabilitation and you think about a caregiver and a loved one in that perspective, you may think, well, they may not need that.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, they may not need it, or it's not a priority on the list.
We only need a little bit of it.
We only need a little bit of it. But there are so many things that you can do in therapy, and we have proven that it is truly needed. Now, when you think about speech therapy, what do you think about? Do you think about somebody with Alzheimer's that could benefit from?
No.
You don't? Well,
but you know,
I don't want to say
you. Speech therapy after his stroke.
Yeah, after a stroke.
Yeah.
But for an Alzheimer's patient, speech therapy, we can work on cognitive impairments. Your memory, problem solving. Also,
and with speech therapy too. I think a lot of times we don't realize that our seniors have a hearing problem.
Yes. Yes.
So they're not speaking properly, or they're not mm-hmm. engaging properly because they can't hear.
They can't hear, and they get so frustrated because they can't hear.
How would you feel?
I would feel really upset
yeah.
if nobody's listening to me, or you're telling me the same thing over and over, Dad, Mom, can't you hear me? But I can't hear you.
Right.
So I don't understand what you're trying to direct yep. me to do, and that can be very frustrating for the caregiver as well as the
yeah.
elderly person. So speech therapy, and also occupational therapy. I think that's another one that gets overlooked. Because
explain to them what occupational therapy is, though. I'm sure some people are here listening and have no idea what that really is.
Occupational therapy specializes in helping you optimize your independence.
Okay.
Get you back to doing the things that you love. Like she was talking about the person who loved to fold clothes or organize papers, your activities in daily living.
Yeah, which can even be just washing the dishes.
It could be washing the dishes.
Getting in and out of the car, because my husband used to go to occupational and they had a car that you had to get in and out of.
Right, and you talked about the buttons.
Yeah.
It could be easy as buttoning up your clothes or twisting your tie up. Bathing, combing, and brushing your hair. Those are the things that we do with occupational therapy. And of course, PT, you think about strengthening your core. Fall prevention would be one of those things that we work with.
When does a person need, when do you know that a person needs? All right, lots of times we go to rehab because we have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fall.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not the case, and somebody's just at home, and they see mom's really sluggish, or you just think, how do they go about that? What do they do?
Some general weakness. And the best thing to do is, of course, see your physician. And your physician can recommend that you go for either occupational.
Even though you haven't had a fall or been in the hospital, the physician can still recommend this
to you. He can still recommend it. And we just celebrated our grand opening and our new location in Bradenton.
Exciting.
That's so exciting.
Don't you have like a pool there too or something?
Yes, it is wellness across the lifespan. We do pediatrics as well as geriatrics. And so it's intergenerational. And we also have the therapy disciplines, but we have a full-on saltwater pool aquatic therapy.
Wow.
So exciting. Someone who...
That's very exciting.
You know, normally wouldn't maybe have the stamina or the endurance to do a full 3 hours of physical therapy or to work on their weakness. They can also work on it in the pool. And it's so therapeutic to...
Yeah.
Move in the water,
salt water,
to hear
too.
The sounds of the water, and then you have a therapist there to assist you with
guide
that.
You.
Yes, it is fair, and especially for pain management, that is a wonderful exercise to do.
And you said from pediatrics?
Pediatrics to adults. Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
So how do you help people, I hate to say this, from coming back to you?
How do you help them what?
From not having to come back to you. You know, they come
you
there,
want them
we
to
get
come
all
back.
Back. Well, we want them to come back and visit and bring flowers and candy.
Come back and visit. Come
but,
back
you know,
and visit.
Do you have ongoing programs where people can just come to that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Because many times, okay, we fixed you up.
Okay, let's go. Bye.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
And of course, we do want to be reunited with our patients. We actually have graduations for them when they're done with their their disciplines and their programs. But in that particular area, we're going to have swim classes. We're going to have yoga classes.
So it's preventional also.
It's preventional also. And then as you talk about getting your caregivers and your loved ones involved and engaged, this is group activity is found to be so enhancing for you. So when you have a bunch of people, or you're gonna see Sally tomorrow or on next Wednesday,
right. Yep.
That's something for your loved one to look forward to.
Yeah.
And it's something for you as a caregiver to have them be excited about. Oh, you know you're going to see Sally next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we got to get our shower. We got to get our bath.
Right. You got to eat your dinner.
Yeah, you got to eat your dinner. So we're going to see her tomorrow. You're going to want to have your strength up so you can do your exercises. So those are the things that you really benefit from a therapy standpoint. Another thing that we're doing is the Rock Steady Boxing.
Love
for
it.
Parkinson's disease.
Love it.
It has been studied and found true that this really helps those patients, and we are really excited about that program.
And I'll tell you something else I just learned recently about Parkinson's. I didn't, that they can lose their voice if they don't. So they should sing a lot and talk out loud. You know how my brother doesn't talk loud.
Mm-hmm. No, he's hard to hear.
To begin with.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to mumble.
Mm-hmm.
But so I didn't know that. So maybe one of you guys out there don't know that either.
Yeah.
But if you have somebody that's dealing with them, sing songs with them. Have them use their voice, because if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Exactly. And speech therapy comes into play with that as well, for voice impairments like chronic cough, laryngeal problems, nerve damage, those things. So speech therapy would be something that can enhance that for them. We also have equipment that is used for top-notch athletes, but it's more of a virtual reality machine.
Okay,
we call
that.
It the Omni VR, and it's this huge screen.
The spaceship.
Yes, and the patients, you can do things like balance and mobility. There's a little game that I like, and it's a little fox on it, and the patient has to kind of dodge the fox. Or there's a little game where the little hamster, or I don't know what kind of little
like
animal
when they
is.
Had the Wii bowling first came out. Yeah,
but the good thing for us, from a medical standpoint, we can print out outcomes of how well they're doing, how they're progressing.
Uh-huh.
So you can show the caregiver that brings them in, or you can go back to the doctor and show them what their experience was like, but also how well they improved.
Well, and I think, too, just from the get-go, from their first going there, just to get the evaluation.
Exactly.
Because I think sometimes we've decided they can't do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We decided they can't do anything anymore. And we just don't know what to do or what to look for or how to test or how to show.
Mm-hmm.
So better just go in there and just find out.
Yes, and you just don't know what that does for their confidence, that they were able to walk a few more steps today than they were yesterday.
Yeah.
Or they were able to maneuver around the house a little bit better because of their therapy
services. How does that help your mood?
It lightens mine.
It's huge.
Yes.
I saw this guy the other day. We had talked before about the Vox project. It's a technology thing, and it helps people with balance and stability. And this guy was like this in his chair, and he was, you know how they try to get out.
Mm-hmm.
They try to get out.
Oh, that was amazing.
And he couldn't get out. And then they put the technology on his feet, and he went, whoa, and he stood right up, and he said, holy yes.
Yeah.
Wow. He sat down
it's
and did
celebration.
It again.
It's a celebration.
And
celebration.
You could just see the face light up of him and of his wife, because it's two way. It's two way. So and the thing is too. So if people do come for these kind of therapies too, it's going to help prevent falls.
It will. It will.
It's going to help prevent a whole lot of other things. I think that's really important. And you can just do simple exercise by just taking a walk. You can do a simple exercise by sitting in a chair and using a hand weight.
Exactly.
That's no big deal. And you can make a deal with your loved one. If you don't use the hand weight, the TV goes off. I used to make that deal with myself. I used to tell myself that the weight is the electricity of the TV. So if the weight stops, TV goes off.
TV goes off.
But different things you can do. You can just sit in your chair and you can raise your leg.
Exactly.
You can, when you carry your groceries, you can carry them like weights kind of thing. It's so important. I always say if you rest, you rust, and you have to move to lube.
You have to move.
Because that's really important. What else about activities of daily living should people be looking out for with your loved ones? So, like, one of the big things to me is people come in and they complain, okay, mom's not brushing her teeth. I can't believe she doesn't brush her teeth.
Wow.
And I always say, this is what I suggest you do. Put toothpaste on your toothbrush and hers, and both of you brush your teeth together. You can complain all day.
Or take the mirror away.
That's
no, because my husband was one of those people, but I don't think he liked the way he looked in the mirror.
Right.
Oh, wow. I would never think of that.
No, and you have to know what you're...
It's an old man in the mirror.
It's not looking back at who he used to be.
Right.
Exactly.
So what do you think people should look out for when it comes to the time that they think maybe that they needed to come in for an evaluation? Or go to their doctor for the evaluation.
Of course, overall weakness. Of course, if they've had some falls. If they become distant or secluded, that's another sign that they may need to get out, you know, have some type of...
interaction, like with
interaction.
People?
Interaction.
Stimulation.
Depression is a big part of it, because they can't get around, can't move around like they used to. And their independence, for them, they seem like it's gone.
Yeah.
And so if you have those issues, back pains, being uncomfortable. I had one lady who just could not get straight in her seat, you know, and she had some mobility issues. Those are things that you could bring them in for.
Yeah, because you don't want somebody to be comfortable all day long. Maybe they just need that, and maybe because they can just come in and get evaluated and do something there and then continue at home themselves.
Continue at home, yes. Okay. And we do a lot of teaching. Our therapists are really great, have been in the business for a long time, and they really care. And so they do a lot of teaching about what things they can do to keep going as they while they're at home.
Yeah.
Another thing that we found and we do have in that particular clinic is massage therapy. It helps with circulation.
I think I need that.
Yes, I actually brought you some little massagers.
Woohoo!
I tried that, Linda. I had been doing some running, and I was really sore. And I tried working my leg, and rubbed it. And the next day, it was gone. But
really?
It's just that circulation.
Yeah, circulation
helps you out a lot. I brought you some cold pack, hot packs.
Ooh, that's
as
a good
well.
Thing too. Thank
Those
you.
Are really good if you've got a headache. It might, you know, your eyes are a little swelling.
Thank you.
But those are things that
you freeze those or heat them, or
you
what?
Can heat and freeze them.
Wow.
can heat and freeze them.
But massage is good for somebody.
Massage is very good for blood circulation.
Touch is good for people.
Touch is very good.
Touch is good for people. Yeah. I find so many seniors, no one holds their hand.
Mm-hmm.
No one touches their arm. No one gives them a little hug. And
exactly.
When you do that, you see everything change.
Yes.
You know, and so even think about that with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a neighbor and you know that they live alone, just
and
go
no
over
and
give them a little hug.
Them.
You know, just go over and spend a little time with them, or bring over a little donut or something like that.
Exactly.
Because we want people to be happy, and sometimes you have a neighbor and you just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So please think about that today. But right now, we're going to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We will be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com. vox.com/caregivers. That's vox.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what that means? That means you need to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got some good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On October 5th, it's the third annual LGBTQ Senior Resource Fair. From 9 a.m. to noon at the Gulfport Senior Center at 5501 27th Avenue South. For more information, call Sally Marvin at 727-893-7190. And then tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center at 4951 78th Avenue North, the matinee opera players is celebrating 25 years. There are no tickets sold. It's by donation. There will be complimentary snacks at intermission, raffles, and door prizes. And then on October 12th at 9 a.m. with registration at 8 a.m. is the Walk to End Alzheimer's at Pointner Park in St. Petersburg.
Walk this way.
You can join a STEAM starter theme. Please go to act.alz.org/Pinellas. On October 13th, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 6, Better Living for Seniors invites you to a night of entertainment. The needed funds will go right back into our community for underserved seniors and disabled adults. Light entertainment starts at 3 p.m. and rolls into an evening of the hottest bands. For more information, go to BLSPinellas.org.
I can't wait. I bought our tickets yesterday.
We're going.
We're going. It's going to be fun.
Get all dressed up and pretty. Come see us. The Kiwanis. The Kiwanis Breakfast Club is again having the Field of Honor to honor our vets. This year, there'll be 419 flags. They will be displayed from November 1st to December 1st at the Seminole City Hall adjacent to the post office. Each flag will have a customized streamer with your service person's information. The cost of the streamer is $35. For more information, call Vicki at 727-744-4418.
And I'm very excited about that. The first year we did this with Kiwanis, we had like 25 flags, and then it went up and went up, and this year we're having 419, the most that they can even fit on the properties. Wow. And I have a mighty little Kiwanis group because I am the youngest. I have 419 flags. But it's just so beautiful when you drive by there and you see those flags, and when you honor someone with one of those banners, mm-hmm. It just feels really good. Two other things I want to tell you quick about. On November 13th, I'll be doing a presentation at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church in Clearwater. The signs to look for when it might be time to move your loved one into assisted living or memory care, but we're going to have a virtual dementia tour there and also memory screenings. But the virtual dementia tour hasn't been around for a while. I know a lot of people are going to be interested in that. So the information is on my website, lindaburhans.com. And then one of the Women with Purpose, my friend Jay Moore Sweat runs that, and Women with Purpose helps cancer patients with non-cancer needs. you know, with the rent or the whatever. So I just need to tell you this short little story. So Women with Purpose took care of a young woman who was diagnosed with sarcoma, which is soft tissue cancer. Started in her hip, went to her lungs, and then her brain. She was only 37 years old, and she left two young boys when she passed away. That was Kathy's neighbor. Remember Kathy was helping her? Women with Purpose had purchased a car for her. Not a lot of money, but a car. But now we want to raffle that car off with the donations from the car will be put to money into an educational fund for her two boys, now 7 and 12. Women with Purpose cared for the mom for 3 years, providing rent, groceries, doing laundry, picking up kids, and just helping where needed. Her church family was helpful as well. I got goosebumps. 100% of the donations will be for the boys. So tickets are $50. You can find the information on my website or at womenwithpurposefl.org. And Jane will be on the show, I think, the week after next, and we'll talk about it more. But that's a pretty snazzy car. Yeah.
Let me see. Is that what that was? Oh. Yeah.
So that's a really good thing. So thank you. Thank you,
Women with Purpose. Oh, we're going to get a ticket, aren't we?
Yep. Thank you, Women with Purpose, for all you do for the community. We really appreciate you. Okay, so we want to come back. We're wrapping up here. First, what's the last thing you want to say to caregivers, and where can they reach you?
I'm at Arden Courts of Palm Harbor, and we're located on Tampa Road. Our phone number is 727-771-1600. I wanted to offer them two resources if
Perfect.
They could use them. If their loved one is, you know, at home with dementia in earlier stages or in a community, I do have 101 ideas of something to do with someone with memory loss. But I actually also wanted to offer everybody a Twiddle Muff if they would like, and I don't know if they know what this is, but it's good for usually folks that are more in the second stage of dementia, but different purposes. They can put their hands inside of them. There's the things to keep them busy inside, and then the outside all has buttons and little clips and little things to do. My church makes them actually for our residents or anybody that needs them. So if anybody wants one of those, just call me and I can get it to them. They can come pick it up or I'll mail it out.
Give me your phone number again.
727-771-1600.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And if by any chance you didn't write down that phone number, you know where to find me at lindaburhans.com, and between me, we can find you. And that would be a really good thing. You okay, baby?
I'm sorry, just a little choke there.
It's all right. Last thing, if you can talk. You okay?
Yeah, sure.
We talked about the cost of rehab. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to say that it's not expensive as people may think it would be.
Right, Linda. It is covered under your Medicare Part B, also TRICARE plans, Medicaid plans as well. I'm sorry. Humana, Cigna, and Aetna as well.
A whole bunch of places it's covered by. So think about that, because people think, oh, I can't afford that. And they can find you at seniorcaregroup.what? Or senior transitions?
It's www.transitionsrehab.com.
And if you want to talk to Lenita herself, you can call her on her cell phone at 813-853-2252.
Just not right this minute.
No. Thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you guys. Like us on our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio, on our YouTube channel. We look forward to spending time with you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. And trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.